The city of Bloomington will soon have its own economic development department. City officials made that official last night, among other actions. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner is in studio to recap a busy night for the city council. The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after the regular council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Again, great to be here as always.
Well, last night, the Bloomington police chief, Clay Wheeler, delivered his 2018 crime stats report to you and Alderman, showing an overall 9% decline in major crime reports. Such as robbery, theft, arson. What were your main takeaways from the chief's presentation?
Sure. And then just to be clear, that 9% was just from last year. There was a steady decline, as he noted, a little close to a 50% decrease in crime over the last 20 years. So overall, that's the case. But we clearly had a spike in homicides last year. Let's also make clear that, and this is one of my takeaways, if there's any crime, obviously, we've got victims. So this does not take away from the people who have been victims of crime. And so that's why we want to make sure that we can do absolutely everything to solve those or prevent those crimes in the future. So I think overall that people should be careful, even though sometimes we might, we have the lowest crime rate of any metro area in Illinois. But that doesn't mean that it's zero.
Yeah, because you can't necessarily put the same weight on one homicide versus one act of burglary. I mean, the weight of those two things are so very, very different.
Yes, and I wouldn't even try to go down that path of attaching the pain that people would feel. And as far as we know, our local law enforcement know, the homicides are not connected. We will see. Is it an odd spike? What does it look like? And that's what time will tell. But we certainly have a great police chief in Clay Wheeler, and he's doing a great job, I think, in making sure that there are strong community and police relationships, and he's as open and transparent as he can be. Obviously, if there's an ongoing investigation, he can't release the details of that. So I've been very impressed and very pleased with what he's doing. And I'm obviously very happy as mayor to say that we have the lowest crime rate in Illinois of a metro city. But, again, it's not zero.
Are Bloomington Police leadership seeking any additional resources in the next budget that's coming up here May 1st? More staff, more equipment, more of anything?
There's always a yes to that, because we're always updating equipment. Nothing that is terribly substantial, certainly not in terms of staffing, but in terms of equipment and the next phase of making sure that of body cams and body cameras that we have on, and that as Chief Wheeler noted last night, that it has prevented lots of crimes, and it has anecdotally they've been very, very pleased. And nationally, when I've gone to the U.S. Conference of Mayors, one of the groups that have been the most suspicious of body cams have been police unions. And then once they're implemented, they usually embrace them. And I don't think we had any real opposition to the body cams in Bloomington, but just nationally, you sometimes see that trend. But I'm glad to see that the police are embracing it in this community as they have in many throughout our country.
Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Ryan. Take care.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after the regular council meetings. This is Sound Ideas.